employees only sign.
Mavis, I am glad I cleaned that restroom today.
And I'm glad I took the liberty of restocking it with some complimentary hairspray mouthwash, you know.
Good thinking. Yes, young people, may I help you?
This is the post office man.
Postal service at your service.
Listen, man, we're supposed to pick something up.
Don't tell me. It's this package from Jamaica, isn't it? You know we're not supposed to deliver this sort of thing through the mail.
Oh, man!
All right, I'll tell you kids what.
What?
If you promise never to do it again, just this once.
Okay, we promise. Let's go.
Just one second. Remember to pick up some Fritos and Twinkies because you're going to get the munchies.
Oh, thanks, man. Kids today, huh?
Oh, it takes all kinds. Oh, gosh, it's already an hour past closing. I'd better lock up.
Say, Larry, let's not put in for any overtime. It'll just drive up the postal rates.
Good idea, Mavis. Oh, wouldn't you know it, the moment you lock up... Oh, I'm sorry, sir, we're closed for today. No, the post office is closed.
Oh, come on, Larry, he's breaking my heart. Let him in.
Oh, thank you so much.
What can we do for you, sir?
Oh, I feel funny talking about this.
Mavis and I are good listeners.
I want to extend this express mail to my girlfriend. She said something about my beard, and I flew off the handle, and I just can't live with myself.
Come here, big fella. You need a hug. Oh, that's good. Just between us guys, your beard's as soft as gossamer wings.
Thank you.
Thanks for letting me use the washroom. John?
Sandra? You still want me to shave off my beard?
No, I love you just the way you are. John.
Sandra.
Well, kids, it's closing time.
Larry, don't interrupt.
Sorry, Mavis. Here's the keys, kids. Thanks. You just lock up when you're done. There's condoms in the top drawer.
Have fun.
Thank you.
Faith, have a look at that ocean there, would you?
Woo, it sure is calming.
Calm as pavement, calm as glass, calm as something that's really calm.
Yeah, last week was another story, wasn't it?
I thought that hurricane was the end of the world.
Mm-mm. Lord have mercy, it is a scorcher today.
Yes.
How are those chigger bites treating you?
They still itch. That Yankee still inside?
Yeah, I reckon he is. Hold on. Mr. Eggers, you about done?
Yeah.
Lord almighty, Mr. Eggers, you fall in the ocean?
No, this is how I sweat.
Now, as you can plainly see, Mr. Eggers, Hurricane Winona completely ripped the entire south wing of our house clean off. It's floating out there in the ocean somewhere.
It is clear gone. It has left us.
Well, I'm sorry, but since you don't have a standing policy with Allstate at the time, we're not going to be able to cover any of that damage.
Oh, no. We understand that just fine, Mr. Eggers.
Right. We're not looking behind. We're looking straight ahead.
Oh, great. What can I get for you folks?
Well, why don't you take your jacket off?
We're not supposed to take the jackets off.
Well, Mr. Eggers, if you don't mind me saying this, you look to be in a mad bit of pain to me.
Well, I just moved down here from Providence, Rhode Island, and quite frankly, I'm not used to the humidity yet.
Oh, well, how about a Wilmington, North Carolina iced tea?
Oh, sure, that'd be great.
All right.
Thanks very much.
And how about a Rice Krispie treat?
Wow, right off the grill.
Yep. Face a miracle worker.
It's kind of a mesquite treat.
Yeah, it is.
What can I get for you folks?
Well, Mr. Eggers, my wife Faith and myself feel that Hurricane Winona, as well as the rest of the natural disasters that are besieging the world at this time, are symptomatic of the end times as foretold in the Book of Revelations in the Bible. Now, we are concerned about several events. First and foremost is when the earth will crack open, and the Antichrist will be belched out of the pit of hell and tag innocent believers with the mark of the beast. Can you insure us against that?
Antichrist coverage?
Yes. Yes, in a nutshell, yes, exactly right.
Let's see. See what I got. How about being hit in the head with a rake?
It's a little bit more severe than that.
I tell you what I'll do. Like, off the top of my head, I'm thinking I'll just put you down for the conventional earthquake coverage. And in case the Antichrist pops out, we'll just put that on as a rider.